Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Xarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly sunny skies. Going to be 95 today. Finally heating up the weekend. Chance of showers sometime on Saturday with 85 expected for the high. And then Sunday night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Hot. Maybe a chance of shower sometime on Sunday with a high of 92 in the forecast. Right now, 72 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. 6:05, hear your news headlines. Well, the reward for the return of a missing University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, is now $172,000.
Yeah.
Tibbetts' mother said that bring Molly home, Molly Tibbetts home safe reward fund was established through a local bank, and due to, you know, donations from all across the country, it went from $2,000 and now valued at $172,000.
Not a weird number, but it's like, hey, let's just throw everything in the kitchen sink. If it,
right.
If it helps, if it gets someone to come forward, you help it. You hope it would do something, but I don't know.
Yeah. So Molly was last seen on the evening of July 18th. She went for a jog in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa, a town of about 1,400 people in central Iowa. She was dog sitting that evening for her boyfriend and her boyfriend's brother who were out of town. It wasn't until the next morning when she didn't show up for work at a daycare in a nearby town she was reported missing. So anybody with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. It is anonymous. You know, the family is just looking, you know, the FBI is working on this.
I look for any type of tip right at this point,
yep.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. There was a moment where they thought maybe she had been spotted in a truck stop in Missouri
yeah.
But it turned out it wasn't her. But, you know, I mean, things like that can lead to other tips. Apple is officially worth $1 trillion. It's the first American company to achieve the feat. The tech giant's stock briefly hit the $207.05 per share price to bring it to the milestone. Shares have skyrocketed since Apple first reported better than expected quarterly earnings. It's crazy to think that in 1997, Apple teetered on the brink of bankruptcy.
How much is it?
And you remember their big ad was, their giant ad was the lady throwing the sledgehammer into the screen.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be a 1984 reference of like the corporate company running the world. And now they're a trillion-dollar company. They've sort of become that.
I have a friend that worked for them, that started working for them years and years and years ago when, you know, they just started exploding and growing. So he got a bunch of stock. And he was, I mean, I ran into him probably, I don't know, years ago, and he was like, yeah,
and he
man.
Said, don't touch me, I'm better than you.
Well, he's spreading gold on his toast.
Now he is, for sure.
How do I know you? What did he do for him?
I don't know. He's some tech guy. But he's not there anymore, but he still held onto that stock, and he was telling me about it. He's like, yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, we're making all this money off this stock that they gave us out of the beginning when we first started working there. That was years ago. Now, oh my God, he's probably like richer than me. Hey!
He's probably was lying to you. He's doing telemarketing.
Dang it. Dang liars. But
yes.
$1 trillion. Wow. There
trillion
you go.
Dollars. What a turnaround from, you know, 20 years ago.
Doesn't that make you want to buy an iPhone, Molly?
Be rich.
No. It's such a huge commitment, changing platforms.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I am a Droid user. I'd have to lose everything
and
completely restock.
Don't you have an iPad?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an iPad.
No different.
I had a Droid before I had an iPad, though. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's like the whole conversion.
Thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Nation's top security officials say Russia is working to interfere in the November elections. They're at it again.
Oh, man.
At a White House conference yesterday, the director of national intelligence said Russia is involved in a pervasive influence campaign ahead of the midterm elections this November.
So remember, when you go in the booth, no matter what decisions you thought you were making with your own brain, it is somehow affected
Not going to matter.
By Russia.
Oh, man.
Russia made people pull the lever for Trump in the last election. You got in there and you were like, Manchurian candidate.
I'm going to do it
all
again.
All of those Facebook messages. My hand. I can't. Pull
I'm
going to
do it again.
The left. It's pulling right.
So they're saying they're going to do it again, apparently, right?
They're up to it again.
They're going to do it again. They're going to do it forever. I mean, who knows what other state actors are involved? Probably not just the Russians, since we're flipping out right now and no one trusts our democracy. I'm sure all of our enemies are like, we should screw with them at every turn and
keep
watch them
buttons.
Implode.
Death by a thousand stabs or whatever.
Is that the term? I think
no,
cuts death
not.
By a thousand stabs.
There we go.
Stabs.
Pope
like
Francis
stabs.
Says that the death penalty is never justified. In a new policy published yesterday, the Pope dramatically altered the Catholic Church's stance on capital punishment by deeming it inadmissible in all cases. Up until this point, the church's prior catechism on the death penalty excused it if it was the only possible way of effectively defending human lives.
And this is big locally because August 14th, we're supposed to execute Carrie Dean Moore. All of the state's bishops have joined the fight against this execution.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was reading an article yesterday. There are only two Catholic governors, Texas and Ricketts in Nebraska. And so they were one of the things that they were postulating is like, does this affect governing at a certain point? I mean, they were talking about on the Supreme Court, like four or five of the justices are Catholic. So
Ricketts is Catholic, but he remains in support of the lethal injection. Remember, that's the guy that the only guy that you're waiting for the phone call from if you're on death row is the governor.
Right.
You're staring at that phone like, has he called yet?
Has the phone rang yet?
That's what you keep asking the guard.
Yeah.
It'd be great if the phone rang and they're like, hello.
It's a very tacky Jimmy John's. They probably have already made that ad. It's a tacky Jimmy John's ad. Is it the governor? No, it's Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
They know you shows
and
up.
And then the guards are all eating the sandwiches as the lights are dimming. I'm sure they've already done that ad.
It didn't test well.
People at Jimmy John's.
Freaky fast.
Well, they're doing, so that execution is still scheduled August 14th, and they're doing it in the morning.
10 a.m.
That's how they do it. They used to do it at night.
Remember,
but then all the protesters, everyone would show up. The creepy supporters, like there's people that are way too supportive.
Yeah.
Like wherever you fall on execution, it's like,
I know.
It's kind of ghoulish. Some people go all the way to the other way, and then you get all the moon bats that are protesting.
Ever been interested in watching something such as that at a...
I remember hearing Brad Ashford here in this building years ago. He was a witness for an execution when still did the... you know, because you have leaders...
You have your
leaders sit in there and watch. So Brad was selected to watch an execution, and I don't remember what he said, but I think it really changed his view, whether he was before or against. He said it was pretty disturbing to watch. But that's when we did the electric chair.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a lot more dramatic than somebody just, you know, slipping away, as they say that they do when they do lethal injection. But it does have to change you when you are part of the peanut gallery of someone's death. I mean, no matter how monstrous they are, if you're there to watch.
Seeing the electric chair is a lot different than lethal injection. Lethal injection, just watch somebody go to sleep.
Right. Yeah.
The electric chair is very grisly. That's why we don't use it anymore.
So people are evacuating
in Lynchburg, Virginia. A dam might fail and flood the city. Officials are warning people to get to high ground because of the heavy rain. Emergency services officials say that if the dam fails, parts of Lynchburg, Virginia could be under 17 feet of water in just a few minutes, keeping a close eye on water levels as several inches of rain are already falling. Omaha Henry Dorley Zoo announcing a $22.5 million sea lion habitat project. It's a new Pacific Northwest theme exhibit that's supposed to open by 2020.
Okay.
The Owen Coastal Shores Habitat.
They just keep building and building.
I know, man. God bless.
We just watched Shark Week, and it's funny how many sea lions you see get devoured during Shark Week.
Oh, yeah.
I always think that...
That's their feed.
It's like, doesn't anybody feel sorry for the... See, I know it's just nature, but I'm saying you don't hear any sympathy for those.
Not even once.
Not once.
Sea lions
never.
Are so
for
sweet.
A week, you're watching those things just get sawed in half.
I know. hole just knocked up into the sky like it's a M&M tossed up in the air. I love it, you know, but yeah.
You know,
right.
And all of the...
Molly, you mentioned that thing, and I was jokingly going to say, yeah, and it's going to be a nice little habitat, but around it will be a shark habitat that they're building.
Well, because you get used to seeing...
We want
to
make it as natural as possible.
Air Jaws.
Yes.
When they breach.
I love Air Jaws. Oh, yes.
Boom.
So this will be neat. This will be a sea lion exhibit without great white sharks.
Yes. So it's called the Owen Coastal Shores Habitat. It's going to have sea lions and brown pelicans, and it's going to mirror like how they did with the Asian Highlands, like try to be as naturalistic as possible. Construction's expected to start in the fall. I mean, so it's a pretty aggressive timetable, but it's going to have like a 40-foot viewing window and all sorts of stuff to an underwater kelp forest. It's so cool what they
do. We have such an amazing zoo.
I know.
They're saying these zoos are harder and harder to maintain and operate anymore because of the way with conservation, it's like harder and harder to get animals.
Oh, God, I'll bet. We don't do it online.
You can't even go get them anymore. Like, it's almost verboten to take them from the wild.
And put
them in
the mindset
is, so you almost have to build your own animals in the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, most zoos now will get their other animals from breeding in a zoo.
Okay, and then they pass it around. Yeah. The rhino thing is interesting. I've been trying to keep track of them trying to save rhinos. That is so depressing and sad to watch. Maybe I should not watch it so much.
The rhino poaching that goes on in
Africa.
They're
cutting off the horns. They're trying to. Eventually, they're going to start cloning those animals because they're in such danger.
Well, in some cases, don't they cut off the horns ahead of time?
They cut them off.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the poachers cut off the horns.
No. They kill them and then cut off the horns. They're just trying to cut them off ahead of time. I saw a video or a show on it, and they use a chainsaw to do that. And it's just got to be so traumatizing to those animals, man.
Isn't that victim blaming?
Yeah.
Now we call that with humans. We would call that victim. You're blaming the victim.
Yeah.
You're slut shaming.
Your horn just needs to go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a rhino... Isn't there a moment when you wake up and the conservationists are like, hey, buddy, wake up, pal. You're laying on your side.
Yeah.
The guy's turning off the chainsaw. We just cut off your horn to save you. I mean, if you're a rhino, aren't you like, is this really the best plan?
Yes.
You humans could come up with? You're the good guy.
Well,
you just gun darted me and sawed my horn off.
Yeah. And I'm wondering to myself as I'm watching this, I'm like, well, there's obviously a purpose for this thing.
Yeah. To protect themselves.
To protect themselves and to fight and mate, you know? And now I'm like, well, now you have to learn a whole new way of living. Because it
sword
is
play.
Cut off your but I get it. They're saving
Jiu-jitsu.
Them, but geez,
they're rhino ninjas.
I learned that the horn is like a fingernail. So
why can't we come up with a prosthetic one? Come on, man. It's 2018. We're super smart.
Mm-hmm.
Can't somebody come up with an idea of building of sawing off the original? Because that has value, right? The poacher will kill the thing to take the original, saw off the original and replace it with a. Get Michael Jackson's doctor. Who's the guy that did all the stuff to his face?
I don't know, but you're
right. All the stuff that they took away for his nose, give it to a rhino so that they can have one?
They can bling it up, too.
Well, when they screw with your nose, isn't that called rhinoplasty?
It is, actually, yeah.
Let's get the world's greatest nose job doctors to build a new rhino.
But you can't make it look like the original thing because these poachers will shoot them thinking that it's that. So you've got to
honestly
color
it up. Well, you make it like a crazy color. You make it like a nutty color where
it's
like,
silver. Make them look like unicorns.
Ooh.
So bacterial superbugs are becoming increasingly tolerant of alcohol. That's the key ingredient in hand sanitizers used to prevent infections in a lot of hospitals. Now, this is not a call for everybody to put down their hand sanitizers, though they do say soap and water is always just the better option. But in hospitals where there's more of these superbugs prevalent, they're saying that the study showed that bacterial resistance is building up and it could end up becoming an issue for how hospitals sterilize. You know, they come into the room, they swipe their hands under the, thing and hey, wipe them, rub them. And then they're like, what's going on in here? They're saying in a hospital situation, it's different. So over time, this was something that they were curious about, but it's been like 19 years that they worked on this research.
Really?
Yeah. And so
makes sense.
Yeah. So hospitals are where they're going to probably have to start changing things up. The bacterium is that stuff that you find in your guts, that E. faecium or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You what?
And I guess E. faecium.
Do it again.
I know. It's a Latin word, and I am not brushed up on my Latin.
So that's the stuff in your gut?
Yeah. Okay. The stuff that, you know, in your gut that keeps your flora and fauna all going on. But when out in the general population, like in a hospital, it can be a very deadly path, you know, like a very deadly bacteria that can spread quickly. So again, doesn't mean get rid of your own hand sanitizer, but just it's a heads up for what's been going on.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
All right, so we're 29 days from game one. Yesterday, last night actually, I've been trying to hunt down some football to watch. Some good football on TV. I know it's not on yet. Last night was NFL. But college is really my thing. And so I ran across there replaying the UCF game versus South Florida. It was the big championship game for those guys. So I sat and watched that.
They've been playing that nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
On all the networks. They were playing it last week, too.
Ah, what a great game. What a great game that was. And that, yeah, I know. And that was, Frost, of course, Coach Frost. That's who we was coaching last year. So it's fun watching him on the sideline and dreaming a little bit about what it's going to be like for him when he's on our sideline this year. I sound like such a fangirl. Oh, God.
You
save
like it.
Me.
The entire cover of the sports page today is all Scott Frost.
Oh.
We just need to try and do our best not to creep him out.
Too late.
I'm not trying to.
No, I'm saying everyone.
Yes.
I'm sure.
That'll keep him from getting out more. It really will. He'll be forced to do it. And you don't want him forced to do it. You just want him to do it. Here he is. Yesterday, he had a little conference yesterday. He did have a conference. Here we go.
Because of guys like Coach Osborne. Might just be me, but I think he's looked healthier and happier the last few months. He's been in the building at least once a week. Wish he'd be around more, but he's such a good guy. He doesn't want to feel like he's getting in the way, so he's going to be there for us if we need him as a resource. But I've spent a lot of my life trying to make people like Coach Osborne proud, and I won't stop now. Yeah, tradition's a wonderful thing when you have it.
Yeah,
and we have it here because of guys like Coach Osborne. Might just be me, but I think he's looked healthier and happier.
I'm creeping up, I'm playing it twice.
He's like, I just love it. I want to keep hearing his voice say nice things and pretend it's about me.
Pretend like it's about me.
You just hear him cut in. You know, it's great when you see Big Party. Just keeps getting cut in.
So preseason top 14. So the preseason votes came in yesterday, and we play four of the top 14.
Oh, my God.
This year. Number three, Ohio State. But remember, they got that kind of coaching controversy.
That's going to change.
Will that affect them? But preseason, they're number three. We play number seven ranked so far, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Michigan State's ranked preseason number 12. And that number four game at Michigan, they're preseason ranked number 14.
But that's what we want, right? We want to play these ranked teams up there, you know, because they're going to change too, because we're not the only ones they're playing. So they could lose any game.
Central Florida,
so,
preseason number 23.
Are they really?
Central Florida, the old team. I mean, we're all going to kind of be pulling for Central Florida.
Yeah, because you want them to continue on
that,
their journey.
Old Oklahoma quarterback as their new coach.
29 days, my
Alabama,
friend.
Number one with a bullet.
Yeah,
defending national champs.
All right, 938-9400. Your high is going to be about 95 degrees.
What giggle is that? What is that?
It's just my joy.
That's just
a joyful talk.
Joy giggle.
A Scott Frost thought.
Yes. All right. A little weird. I think so.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up.
Wake in the morning to the sound
of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
What's going on?
Justin Timberlake, Rob Lowe, Nick Cannon. These are just some of the celebrities that are getting involved with new TV game shows that are coming out in the next year.
What are they?
Rob Lowe is going to do Mental Samurai. People will be tested on their knowledge, memory, numbers, and sequencing while being, quote, transported around the set at high speeds.
You guys want get more game shows? Because clearly the networks believe this is what we want. I mean, somehow their research is like, people want game shows.
No.
So they're throwing big budgets at it.
It's every night. There's at least two game shows competing against each other.
You see these giant celebrities and you're like, how did they talk these people? Why did they want the money? Check must be massive. And someone's like a studio wants it to happen. So they're just saying, give them what they want.
These are all going to be airing on Fox. And then, so Rob Lowe's doing Mental Samurai. Justin Timberlake is going to be an executive producer on this game show called Spin the Wheel. Ooh. And it's like a trivia question game. And then Dax Shepard is going to be the host of that. You can win more than $20 million. And then Nick Cannon is signed on to host this game on Fox called The Masked Singer. Sounds terrible. But I guess people like Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Robin Thicke will be on a panel of judges trying to guess who the masked performer is.
Look at Jenny McCarthy going full circle. Well, I guess she probably started as a Playboy Playmate. I'm not sure which one was for. She was on Singled Out.
That's right.
With another game show host, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's how he broke into it on MTV. That was actually a pretty good show.
That was a good show.
Singled Out.
That was the only one that was really
MTV.
Out.
You came on. It was just basically their version of a dating show. But you remember, it was all these guys.
It was funny.
That wanted to date the cute girl. And Jenny McCarthy would just slap the dudes around.
Yeah.
I mean, she'd kind of manhandle these college guys, slap them in the face. All these guys are like, you're so hot. They were all intimidated.
Yes,
it was a funny show because it's college dudes that want to date the girl on the show, but the hottest girl on the set is Jenny McCarthy. Like, all these college guys are like, can I go on a date with you? She'd be like, no, you can't handle me, little boy. Slap him in the face.
Yeah, I wish they had more shows like that.
So how does The Masked Singer work?
So The Masked Singer is somebody is covered head to toe in an elaborate costume. It conceals their identity, and then the people that serve on the panel try to guess who's behind the mask.
And is it
so it must be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't just be like, that must be Karaoke Joe from I Remember That One Bar places. So they must be able to get like real people to do it. So I guess Mental Samurai and Spin the Wheel, those are the ones with Rob Lowe and Dax Shepard.
I want to watch the one with Dax. That sounds real good. They're going to have to keep telling him the rules.
Yeah.
He's forgetting. Masked Singer is going to debut sometime in January.
Masked Singer.
I guess the other two are going to be maybe coming up this season, like in the fall. So Fox is going all in.
Do you guys like all them? You asked. Do you like all these game shows on? Because it's
I never watch
night.
Them.
I don't watch them either. I'm not
every
trying to be a
night.
Snob. There's just too much stuff. I'm in my ruts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I check like six channels every day.
Yeah.
I check the HBOs.
Uh-huh.
I think I check like Independent Film Channel and Sundance just because they always have movies on.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a giant cable bill, by the way. And I'm saying that like I'm braggadocious.
No.
You
want to
see the size of my cable bill? And I don't really get anything. I feel like there's nothing on the channels.
I know.
I'm more impressed by the channels I don't have.
Like, that's always how it is.
Million channels that I see a movie and I always wonder, do I have that channel?
Yeah.
And I go to it and it's green.
You don't have it.
Call
yet.
Your cable provider.
Like, it's frustrating.
So it's like a handful of channels that I check.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty quick. Like History Channel, there's this like ACH movies. When there's nothing there, I'll swing by hockey. Is there anything on NHL? And it's the summer, so it's all replays. Then it's straight to Netflix or Amazon Prime.
I think that's the majority of people.
And that's it. So I'm real close. I thought about it again yesterday. I'm like, I'm cutting the cable bill.
I'm just
cutting it right now. The only reason I didn't do it is because it's August 2nd. I'm like, well, I'm already into August.
Right.
I really mentally was like, I'm going to call him and tell him to reverse the charges. But anyway,
I don't give these
game shows a chance.
I don't either. I can't stand them.
Maybe they're good.
Everywhere. Maybe they are, but I don't want them. I just don't want them.
Did you watch the Kevin
kids
Hart
get
one?
Pulled
I did.
That's the thing. The Kevin Hart one is
terrible.
Like,
it's not
the
good?
Kids liked it because it's like, don't people get hurt?
It's
like
four
called
kids.
KO, right?
It's,
TKO?
It's four
TKO
kids.
Total knockout.
It is four kids.
It
the
is
show's
four kids?
Not good. I don't like it. It's like, remember American Gladiator? That's exactly what it is. They're trying to do their little thing and they're throwing foam things at people. It's like, this sucks. And I like Kevin Hart. So, you know, I understand it's a check and he's probably digging it, whatever the case is and what's going on in his life. I don't know.
It's
money, but I wish one of us on this show would cut the deal. cut the cable and go to the other method that people are going on to. Just so, I mean, I don't want to do it. I'm not brave enough. But if you guys did it, one of you guys did it, then I could learn from you guys and then go from there. You know what I mean?
I didn't know $100,000 pyramid is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting, like, the, you know, Jane Lynch was doing that celebrity charades or whatever that was. I mean, a lot of celebrity game show night or whatever.
Seemed fun, though.
Yeah, yeah, goofy. And then Alec Baldwin had one on ABC.
Still. Match game.
Match game, which was funny because, again, celebrities. And then Neil Patrick Harris has one. It's not celebrities, it's kids. And it's like how smart kids are. I've watched that one before, and it is humbling. Like, you watch these kids, you're like, how do you know all this stuff? I mean, it's a step up from like smarter than a third grader, which was, what was that, Fox? What was this? Jeff Foxworthy? Wasn't he the host of that? I mean,
it's a kid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
should have just named
there.
It, You Might Be Smarter Than Jeff Foxworthy.
You might be smarter than me. Jeez.
The MTV VMAs are coming up at the end of the month. And so now the list of performers is being rolled out. Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes. Ariana Grande is going to perform her new single, God is a Woman. And Shawn Mendes is going to play his hit, In My Blood. Logic is going to team up with the One Republic frontman, Ryan Tedder, for a new collaboration called One Day. So it's just
Where
the beginning
Ryan Tedder
of...
Been? What's Ryan Tedder been up to?
Yeah, One Republic's been quiet.
Yeah, they have. Them.
Well, we used to joke because Ryan... Because we had dinner once with One Republic, and we were joking after, because we were going over the amount of hit songs that Ryan Tedder wrote.
It's amazing.
And we were wondering... We didn't ask the band guys. We were wondering if the band guys were like, dude... Can we have some of these hits? Because for a while, Tedder hands away smash hits to other artists.
Really?
He does. Which is fine. He's a prolific writer, and he keeps some for One Republic. But if you were in the band, I would think you would get jealous. And when you're hearing a hit song sung by Rihanna, you're like, hey, dude.
That is ours.
I would like to sing that.
I know.
That would have been nice.
I know. He writes, Molly, Google it. He writes so many songs for many artists, and they're hits.
I really like One Republic. I just can't remember the last time they had a single out. But they've been quiet
it's
for a while.
It's too late to apologize.
Been a while.
And in the meantime, Ryan Tedder has wrote or produced songs for U2, Adele, Beyonce, Maroon 5, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson, J-Lo, Hilary Duff, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Big Time Rush, Camila Cabello, Taylor Swift, Leona Lewis, Zedd, Shawn Mendes, Hailey Steinfeld, and ML.
Yeah. Hits.
Yeah. I'm sure his band's like, okay, dude.
He's probably like, man, I don't have to tour anymore. I can do what I do. And then I can get paid, and you guys can sit in the back and watch.
Well, we're going to be able to see Ryan Tedder performing at the VMAs in a collaboration. So that'll be maybe an opportunity to hear his voice and see the man. MTV Video Music Awards air live on MTV August 20th. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, here's Sarah here. Hi, dear. What's going on? Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the cutting the cable. Mm-hmm. The only issue with it is you have to have a backup plan for Big Ten Network because I haven't been able to figure it out.
Okay.
I just want to clarify.
You got to have, like, when I pull up the Big Ten app, it always asks, put in your cable company code.
Got it.
And I got to put in my Cox cable stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because the idea would be I would keep my cable.
I'll keep my
through
data.
Cox.
Yes.
But I would try paring down the channels and see if I can live.
Yeah, because I have Dish. In mind, so just because I don't have Cox cable, I have that for the internet and I love it. I just want to, like Jeff said, just pare down that.
We just did a skinnying. We went on a cable diet. I cut a ton of stuff and it still gets some getting used to because you're used to certain channels and you hit on it and you get that screen that Jeff was talking about where it's like, oh, your cable. You're like, no, I already did and I canceled this.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. I'm actually going back to DirecTV just so I can get Big Ten Network.
Oh,
so
see.
That was the only way you could.
A problem.
There was no other end around to get Big Ten Network.
No, and I don't like it how you when you do just put in your cable provider and you're kind of streaming it from the internet.
It's
really slow and it doesn't work well for live football. So I watch a lot of football, so there's just my two cents on that.
Aren't you so excited that it's back? Who's your team? Are you a Husker fan, or who's your team?
Oh, yeah, Husker fan. Yep.
How good are we going to be? How many games are we going to win this year? What do you think?
Oh, man, I hope it's a lot better than last year. I went to the Oregon game last year, and it was just, I don't know, depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at that Minnesota game, man. Where
that's even where more depressing.
All, we all were kind of like, I remember going and getting a beer.
Yeah.
And standing there at the highest, you know, steps at Minnesota. Because you can get a beer at Minnesota's Gopher Stadium.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Standing at the top deal before I went back to the seats and just sat there like, let's soak in this moment. Yeah. This is the lowest point in the history of the program. To me, personally. No. It felt like. But we got Scott Frost.
Yeah, we got Scott Frost.
So sometimes, you know, it's darkest before the dawn. I think we get 7 or 8 wins this year.
Sarah, it's funny because you went to that Oregon game and we, you know, we lost that game. Not by many, though. But I know you traveled for it. But that's the one thing. Scott Frost wasn't there. He had already moved on to UCF. And so I'm glad he had moved on to UCF because this whole thing has worked out. It's kind of like destiny. I kind of look at it as that.
Remember in his press conference where they said, did they call you, you know, in the past? And, you know, what happened when they called you before they went to Riley? And he goes, they never called me. Remember that? He goes, and to be honest, I'm glad they didn't because I wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready. And
the time wasn't right.
That is true.
And I remember when he was moving on from Oregon, he was still saying, I'm not ready, because that's always been the question. Are you going to go back? And I'm glad that he wasn't at Oregon when we played him last year because this is just fitting.
It's sort of like when you meet your lover, the love of your life, and you rewind the tape on the two of each other and you're like, where were we both 5 years ago? And you wonder, what would have been like if we would have run into each other 5 years ago?
Not ready.
And you both kind of think, I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, because we weren't ready for it all. So, hey, Sarah, I love that you're a football fan, and I love you're a Husker fan, and college football, and you travel. You got to call more often, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to go to any
football
games?
Season.
Do you have any games on the book this year? Any roadies?
We're looking at Minnesota. The only problem is the last 4 games me and my husband have gone to, we've lost. So I felt like we were bad luck. So then I was trying to pull back.
No, it's not you, believe me.
It was the team.
A lot of us Husker fans feel that way. But we all got to get a roadie on the books.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Michigan, even if you're watching it in a bar by the stadium at Michigan, I really think that's going to be the game.
That's what we should do.
Because, you know, even if it's a loss, a good loss.
Yeah.
Go in there 3-0. Come out with a respectable loss. Where imagine if it was the Riley regime, or who knows? Yeah. I don't want to hate on those players, but
this is a moment.
Probably would have got absolutely obliterated.
It's a moment where we need to support more than we've ever supported. I think, you know, and I don't want to sound like a corn dog, but
a corn dog.
That sounded like a corn dog.
I'm a corn dog. I am a Scott Frost corn dog. All right, that's the fan club.
I keep the Big Ten championship week open every year, and think maybe I'll take the trip there, but it hasn't worked out lately. So
maybe we can do it together. Maybe we can. But hey, keep in touch this season, okay, Sarah? Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.